Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, thank you very much for sticking with us, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. We've got a little streaming issue, but our show is up and running now. We're with you live. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We appreciate you being here. My name is Dave Schrader. Sitting across the board from me, Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
Hello.
It's weird. Boy, we're out of the station for, what, almost a month and a half from a live show?
Yeah.
And, of course, the one time we're ready to get going, something's got to screw up. But we're back, and just letting the people in the chat room know, we are now broadcasting. So I apologize again for all of you that are tuning in a little bit. We're running a few minutes behind here this evening. We're going to still squeeze in the entire show for you. We got some great stuff coming up. We've got Scotty Roberts is going to be here doing a live tarot reading with us, or tarot reading.
Yo.
French. Yes, yo.
Yo.
Exactly. That is correct. We're going to be doing a live tarot reading. We're also going to be doing...
tarot rhymes with yo.
Yes. And we also have Lisa Hottinger in here from the Twin Cities Paranormal Society. And we're going to be talking to her about the haunted Palmer House Hotel in Sauk Center, Minnesota. We're going to give people some of the history and some of the cool ghost stories that are going on there. And Lisa and her team have been in there a few times to do some investigations. So we'll be learning about that. We're also going to share some of the evidence we've collected over the last few weeks at... Rolling Hills and the Stanley. So keep yourself ready. Tim, do you want to? What's the phone number again so people know when to call in? They'll have the phone number ready.
952-830-1470.
All right. So that's 952-830-1470.
Correct.
And we're not going to be taking calls yet, so don't start ringing. We're going to start talking to Scotty in a few minutes, and then you can call in to get a tarot reading. I just ask if you've had one before from us, if you've had a reading, allow somebody else to give a call in tonight so that somebody
rejoicing
else has a chance
Jesus.
To do it. Yes,
that'll happen.
We're rejoicing in Jesus. all the technical difficulties that could go wrong are this evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. So we will be doing that, and then for the people that want to share their evidence, if they have stories to share from Rolling Hills, if they have stories to share from the Stanley event and they want to give a call in, again, they can call up in the second hour to 952-830-1470, and we will share your evidence and talk to you. Now, I do apologize. I want to thank everybody for all the great emails that I've gotten in support for being sick. I had picked up a nasty cold, turned into bronchitis, turned into a little bit of pneumonia here. So from time to time, I'm going to go dead silent because Tim's riding the cough button pretty hard. That way, I don't blow out your eardrums while we're talking. So if I suddenly go silent, don't worry that you've lost the stream. We're still here, just dealing with some coughing issues. Tim, I wanted to mention to you real quickly, too, we've gotten so many great emails in support of the show and of the live events, and I know a lot of them don't make their way to you. I try to forward over as many as I can, but if you guys are interested, you can always contact Tim at tim@darknessradio.com. Timmy likes to get emails, too, don't you, Tim?
I do, yeah. I feel kind of left out.
Yeah, so make sure to send Timmy some love and let him know that you like his presence at the events and what he does for the radio show here. So keep that in mind, and you can contact him directly. We want to thank everybody. We've had just a fantastic ride for the last 2-3 weeks here doing all these live events. And, again, this next weekend we're going to be out at the Queen Mary, and we're looking forward. This is our second appearance out there. And boy, are we having some stuff happening. We've got Dean Haglund from The X-Files is going to be out there. He's a comedian and an improv artist. He's going to be doing a comedy improv show for us the two nights during the investigation so that the team that is not investigating has a great comedy show to be a part of. We're going to do midnight showings of the classic cult horror movie Night of the Comet, and we have Kelly Maroney, the lovely actress, is going to be on hand with us signing autographs and there to answer any questions and kind of have some fun. It'll be a good time. So hopefully you'll check that out and be a part of the event with us. If you're there, and we are working on trying to do another Queen Mary and Stanley event, so keep your eyes peeled to darknessevents.com. We did sell out on those very quickly. We did sell out on Eastern State Penitentiary very fast, and the only trip that we currently have up is a great small little trip. We're doing a very intimate little trip to the Palmer House Hotel in Minnesota, Sauk Center, Minnesota. We have, you know, Tim, I got to laugh. We're getting all these emails of people going, God, we'd love to do the event. It sounds great. It's nice. It's small. We're only doing 80 people to this event. You get two full nights to investigate. We have Chris Fleming from Dead Famous, Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence are going to be on hand to lead the live ghost hunts. We also, Tim and I will be there leading ghost hunts. We have Phyllis Galdi, the paranormal researcher and publisher of Fate Magazine, will be there. We have local author Annie Wilder, who will be out there with her book House of Spirits and Whispers, her true life account of a paranormal ghost house that she lives in. She'll be there to share her stories and share some time with us, too. Excuse me. And we're going to have a great time at the event, but people are worried about the weather, Tim.
Nah.
I'm getting emails. Can you believe this? This is how silly some of these people are. Oh, I can't come up there. I hear it's like 40 to below in the winter and 14 to 15 feet of snow.
You want to look for cold spots. Minnesota's the place to do it in January.
Yeah,
no, I'm
but,
kidding. I'm joking.
Well, no, it gets cold, but actually the East Coast has been getting pounded. And we've been taking it pretty easy here in Minnesota for about the last 7 to 8 years, especially in the Twin Cities area.
To give you an idea, over the last 5 years, New York City has had rougher weather or rougher winters than we actually have here in Minnesota.
Exactly. And a lot of the surrounding states are getting pounded, but Minnesota's been really easy going. And the thing that's nice is we're right there. It's all compact. You're less than a half a mile away from the hotel, at the hotel that we're all sleeping at, and from the hotel that we're investigating. So everything is very close, very tight-knit. You don't have to worry about driving, and you don't – people are like, do you have to rent special cars with chain tires, Tim?
That's illegal here in Minnesota. You can't put chains on your tires.
Do these people think they're driving up to the Outlook Hotel from the Shining movie? We're not quite that backcountry.
We actually don't have cars. We have dog sleds,
yes.
And they take us everywhere in the wintertime. And we have 24 hours of sunlight that time of year, and we eat whale blubber.
Yes, blubber is tasty.
That's what we do in Minnesota.
Tim, I'm getting people in the chat room are IMing me, PMing me on the side, telling me that the volume is super low and they're not hearing us very well. So
hearing aids?
It could be.
So I'll just check. Hold on.
So if the people in the chat room can give me a yay or nay, can you guys hear us okay?
No.
No. And we're going to be doing tarot reading tonight. Again, like I said, we're going to be doing live tarot readings with Scotty Roberts. And Scotty, we're going to talk to him in a minute here. We had Scotty come out to the Stanley Hotel with us, and it was awesome. People loved his readings. They were having a great time. He even got to do a reading with Chris Williams from the TV show Ghost Hunters. Reading, I think he did around 40 to 50 readings that weekend. So, 50 readings. He's signaling me. They did 50 readings over the weekend at the Stanley. So he did, extremely well with, making people happy, enjoying the readings. We got great feedback on him. So again, as we promised last time we had him on the show about a month ago, that we're going to try to bring him in once a month to do some live readings and get you some answers. And, let's see, Tim, can you fire off the mic for Scotty here real quick? Scotty, now let's go over the rules and regulations of the game again for people tonight. If people, when they're calling in, what is the idea? Do they you want them to keep it to one specific question, right?
Yeah, if we can keep it to one specific question. And really the way that I do tarot readings is this, is your spirit guides already know what you need to know. And many times, some of the questions you formulate in your own mind, you're going to get a different answer sometimes because your spirit guides will say, hey, Dave, that's a great question you're posing, but this is what we need you to know over here. And we got a lot of that at the Stanley, as a matter of fact. A lot of people asked questions, and when we were all done with the reading, they said, wow, that was really on the mark, but it had nothing to do with my question. That'll happen sometimes. So what I like to tell people is when you formulate a question, keep it in your mind. Don't ask me when you call in. I'd rather not know what your question is because sometimes I can let my own conscious mind just transfix on whatever your question is. And I'll try to look for that in the cards as opposed to just letting the cards speak for themselves.
So tonight, don't tell you up front what the question is.
Don't tell me up front what the question is. And don't be too concerned about being befuddled with how to phrase your question. Just ask for a little guidance on whatever the topic is in your mind. Give me some insight. Give me some guidance. Or sometimes,
well, for instance, how do you want somebody to pose their question to you?
Let's say you've got a question about a career move or a job. You might, in your own mind, just say, if you can't formulate the question, just say something like, give me some guidance on my career. Give me some insight on this new job that might be offering. Show me what I need to know about this particular thing. And that's the best way to phrase a question. You start getting too specific, your spirit guides pretty much know what you need to know already. So they're not there to trip you up. They're not there to fool you. They're not there to say, hey, you didn't state what day you wanted to know this, and they're not going to give you false information. So,
all right. Well, why don't we'll open up the phone lines. Poor Tim's going to have to start scrambling to take phone calls here. We'll open them up at 952-830-1470. And don't cry that it's long distance, folks. We all know you have free long distance on weekends and on evenings. So
us
a call at 952-830-1470, and we'll be doing some live readings with Scotty here. Scotty, let me ask you now, you had a chance. Is that the first time you were ever out at the Stanley Hotel?
That's the very first time I was there.
Now, with your own paranormal experiences, I mean, do you have any sensitivity? Do you feel that you can pick up on ghostly activity?
You know, I've always struggled with that. I'm one of those guys that overanalyzes things.
Okay.
And so I tend to, if any sensitivity I get, the sensitivity is more, I wonder what I'm really feeling, and I start over and analyzing it rather than just going with it. There are times I've gotten, you know, like anybody else, the chills, and it's not just because, oh, I'm afraid of this place. It's you'll get that little chill that'll go up your back. I'll get that feeling. I've never gotten the sick feeling or anything like that. So I would say I'm an inertial dampener to anything.
Okay. Did you get any weird feel from the Stanley at all?
I personally didn't. I was up in a room with Chris Fleming and some other people.
Well, that should have been weird enough, being alone with Chris Fleming in a room.
Well, there were 12 other people there.
Oh, okay.
Too, so
well, that even makes it weirder. You had people watching?
I'm telling you. I'm going to tell on you.
Now, did he have, was he using the K2?
He was using the K2. I had my K2 meter up there as well.
Were you guys getting any action on the K2s?
We were getting a couple little jumps on things. But now what we had gone and done the night before, Tiffany, who does the psychic readings, Tiffany Johnson,
right,
and a friend of ours, Lee, out there, we all went the night before and started taking some base readings up in the rooms. And we found that the whole place is built on granite.
Right.
And the whole place has copper and iron running all through the walls. And the closer you would get to the copper and the iron, the higher your readings would go, your magnetic readings. And so we took some base readings out there. We also found that if the heat was on in individual rooms, that the EMF detectors would jump, and they would give a higher reading when the heat was on. So we'd go in and turn off the heat and come back a couple hours later, and all the readings were low. Then we'd go back and turn it up again, come back an hour later, they were high again. So we did base readings to make sure that the equipment wasn't going to be picking up any of that, or we could at least point it out at the time. And there was in room 401. Now, that was the room where Jason from the Ghost Hunters had stayed, and he had the glass shatter and the closet opened up. We went up in that room. That's where Chris Fleming was, and a couple of people, Chris as well, simultaneously got the feeling of a little boy in overalls. I don't know if Chris saw the overalls or somebody else did, but that was mentioned coming from the closet area. There were some readings.
And was the little kid in the overalls going, red rum?
Red rum.
Red rum.
No, we didn't hear anything. I think there was a lot of red rum consumed.
Yes, there was, quite a bit. Well, we've got some calls, it looks like, lined up for you, Scotty, so let's actually, do we need to take our first break, Tim, or because we're running behind, do we want to hold off on that? What do you want to do? Let's just blow off the first break. What do you think? Give the time to Scotty. Anarchy, man.
Well,
Anarchy.
Then he's got to do a live ad for Tam O'Hare.
Oh, live? Yeah. I do?
Yes. Okay, that's okay.
Well, you going to play the bagpipes, Tim?
Well, I can play my own bagpipes, but I don't think anybody wants to hear that on the air.
Come on now. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead then and we'll take our first call. Is that all right? Do we have our caller up?
Yep. This is Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Dave. Hi, right. Scotty.
We got Scotty here for you. So now let's go. Now, you don't want her to actually say what her question is.
No, I'd rather not have you say the question because I don't want to look for that. So what I'm going to do is this, Dawn. I'm going to shuffle the deck for you, and you just concentrate in your own mind on what you want to know. Boy, I bet you it's going to make a really nice big sound on the radio. Let me shuffle this three times.
Remember, Don, aces and threes are wild, and by all means...
Is there a wild card?
There is, yeah, aces
is
and threes.
Aces and threes? Yep. Okay, I'm up.
Yep. And there is a $500 minimum. So
Tim is
the wild card. I'm out.
Minnesota Hold'em, is that what we're playing?
That's what it is.
All right, Scotty is now separating the deck into three piles and then re-putting them together.
Okay, Don, here we go. I'm going to lay out just a three-card spread of past, present, and future and on this topic. Okay, I've got the, for the present card, I've got the Five of Cups. For the past card, I've got the Knight of Coins. And for the future card, I've got the Hermit. Now, in your present, the Five of Cups, it pictures a man sitting in a chair, and he's got five cups around them. Two of them are spilled over. And the idea with the card is that something may have happened that is keeping you focused on the past or focused on something that has not worked as well as you would have liked. And the idea is that your focus is being taken off the present, which is the three cups left standing, and you're focused on the two that are spilled. And the idea in your present is saying whatever your situation is about right now, it's saying there might be something that's left you in a place feeling like you've lost something. But don't be so focused on what the loss is or what the shortcoming is or the damage that's been done is, so much so that you lose your focus on the three cups that are remain filled up and still there. Mm-hmm. And so the danger and the warning here is don't get focused on the things that have dumped over and aren't mm-hmm. working. Focus on the things that you have. Because right. if you don't focus on those, you're
I can lose those too.
You can lose those as well. And cups can always be refilled. It won't be the same wine, but they can always be refilled and tip back up. That's your present. Your recent past is the Knight of Coins. And the Knight of Coins is, of course, all knights are these visionaries. They're questing. They're out trying to find answers. And they're also delivering messages back to the king or whoever as you look at knights in history. And the coins represent, I've always said it not only represents finance and material things, but in readings or questions that don't do with finance, they might have something to do with investment, and that would be investment of either money or material things, or of heart, soul, effort, energy, spirituality. So there's something of investment in the recent past. And the Knight of Coins is that slow, plodding knight who moves along and makes good decisions regarding finance or regarding investment. And this is saying in your recent past you may have been faced with having to make a decision where you have to go slower, be more deliberative about how you make your decision. Mm-hmm. The near future is the Hermit card, and this
is...
This
worries me.
What's that?
This worries me. It's called a Hermit.
Uh-oh, the Hermit.
Yeah.
Now,
actually, I'm a Hermit. So.
Keep in mind, you know, now the Hermit was somebody, unlike the Stoic, who would go live in a pot and eat dry beans and show how Stoic he was. The Hermit is somebody who withdraws for a little bit to learn something about himself, to learn something about the world around him. In this particular deck, he's surrounded by animals and nature, and he's got the lamp of wisdom that he's holding in his hand. And so this is saying in your near future it's going to be earmarked by something, or you need to put effort into separating yourself a little bit from the people around you and the situations around you as much as is possible. In this day and age and in this culture, it's really hard for us to break away, especially if you have families, jobs, all different kinds of things like that that are, you know, what earmark our society. Mm-hmm. What it is saying, though, is that you need to take time to withdraw yourself a little bit to improve yourself, to learn more about yourself, to learn more about whatever the situation is, maybe how to overcome that first card you had, which is getting stuck a little bit in the past or getting stuck mm-hmm. in the damage of something and overlooking what you have. Mm-hmm. So this is telling you play the Hermit in the near future. Take time to explore, take time to see what it is you've got to learn about life or about this situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's super because it totally fits.
Well, good. I'm glad.
You're awesome, Scotty.
Now can you tell us what the question was?
You can tell us afterwards.
She wanted to know, should she have peanut butter and jelly sandwich or ham sandwich?
Oh, now see, if I'd have known that.
It was tough. It was tough, but now I know.
Okay.
Right. Did you want Thank to you very much.
Did you want to share the question, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
Well, it was a career thing having to do with an existing job and wanting to move to something else where I created an interest. So it actually totally fit.
And I might say that current card, the current present card, the Five of Cups, might mean that you know, you might be overlooking what you have or overlooking opportunities that you have because you're worried about the way things have gone on in the past. So.
Right, totally. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don. You have a good one. We'll see you next week at the Queen Mary.
We'll see you at the Queen.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, that's going to free up a phone line for us. So if you want to call in, it's 952-830-1470. And it looks like the line just lit up, Tim. So we've got our second caller on the line here.
Yep, this is Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, Gina. Thanks for joining us here in the darkness on the edge of town. We've got Scotty Roberts. Are you calling in to get a reading here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's go ahead and think about your question.
Okay. Hi, Gina. How you doing?
Hi, Scotty. I'm great.
All right. I'm going to do the same for you as I did for Dawn. I'm going to shuffle this deck three times. Make some hideous noise, I think. And I tend to tap the deck pretty hard when I shuffle. So.
Okay.
It's an oversized deck. And you just concentrate on what you want to know, and let's see where this goes. And keep in mind, your spirit guides are not there to mislead you. They're there to give you the information you need to know.
Okay.
All right. I'm cutting the deck, which I would have you do if you were present here. Here we go. Card of the very present is the Nine of Coins. Card of the recent past is the World. And the card of the near future is the Knight of Swords. Now, the Nine of Coins, again, this is the coins represent finance or material things, or, as I like to say, investment of things, if it's not a question revolving around finance. And this is a card that's just before the Ten of Coins, which is really the, for lack of a better word, the perfection of that investment. It's making things happen. The Nine is like one step prior to that. It's got a woman on this deck that's dressed in finery. She has a falcon sitting on her hand. She's standing in this beautiful garden. And this is really a card that talks about you are finally starting to reap some of the benefits of the things that you've invested yourself in, whether that be finance, material things, romance, the stuff of spirituality, the stuff that you put yourself into. It's saying that you're finally starting to feel a little bit of that happiness and that security that comes out of the rewards of your endeavors. Now, that's at the very present of the situation. And by the way, I'm going to take this time, too, to say in general, when I lay these down, this is a snapshot of the moment. This is not – you could change this all out in a few days. If you had another reading a couple days from now, it might be different depending on how you've carried on in your free will in life. It might come up with something different. But at the moment, this is saying where you are. There's prosperity. Mm-hmm. And I hate using that word only because I don't like to be one of those readers who say, oh, look, there's joy and prosperity around every corner and every flip of the card. There's not, because sometimes the cards will really point out some things that are a little dark. But this particular card is saying right now there's some prosperity there. And whether that be finance or material or joy of heart or happiness, romance, whatever that
is. That is right on with what you said. It is right on. I'm seeing some things come to fruition, so it's nice.
Wonderful. The recent past really links into this. It's the card of the World. It's got a woman on the front, and she's got an ermine-lined robe, and there's all kinds of faces beneath her robe looking out. And the card signifies that you've reached a point in the recent past where you've reached some achievement. And in a sense, it's like you've come through a lot of stuff. You could say you've come through the crap in life, or you've come through the all kinds of work and investment and struggled to get where you are, and you've gotten on the top of the heap, and now you're in a position where you can be a teacher. It's actually a card of being a teacher, and the teacher in this is somebody, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go into education or have gone into education, but it means your life is becoming something that is influencing other people, and that's the presence of all the faces on the card. And this is saying you've reached such a point in your life of having overcome and come out on top that now people are looking at you and they're being influenced by you. There's a good friend of mine, Ian Punnett, who does a morning talk show here in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And he says at the close of every show, he says this quote. He says, it is said that each one of us can influence up to 250 people in our lifetimes. Wow. How will you be influential today? And that's kind of what this card says. You are being influential so much so that people are looking to you. And that's the card of your recent past. And the recent past card brings you right up to the current moment. It's the things that are starting to pass out. Now you're passing into the near future, which is the Knight of Swords in this. And it's got a picture on this particular deck of St. George and the Dragon. He's slaying the dragon. And, of course, you know, recent movies and all of that, you know, we found out that dragons are the good guys and the knights are the bad guys. But in this old painting, St. George and the Dragon, it was the archetypical good knight fighting against the evil dragon. And that's what the picture represents here. And the idea is this card can represent something that's inside of you, or it can represent somebody in your life, possibly a male figure in your life who represents these qualities. But the knight is, he's brash. He's quick to anger, but the kind of anger that's driven by righteous indignation, meaning he's harsh, he's fast, he gets things done. He might come across mean sometimes or cruel, but what's at the core of everything he's doing is this desire to do the right thing. And it's the desire to slay the dragon, so to speak, for the good of his people, for the good of himself, for the good of everyone. And so this in your near future card says that there's some quality in you or somebody you know is going to manifest in this situation that represents those qualities of maybe doing something a little harsh or a little brash or a little hot-headed, but at the core of it is this deep, deep, genuine desire to do the right thing. And so that's earmarking your future card. Now, of course, in a full read, we could elaborate on some of this stuff more, but this is just a three-card read, so I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. We are going to, that'll open up another line, 952-830-1470, and we're going to take our next caller. Who is this, Timmy?
On the line, we have Tuesday. Hi, Tuesday.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tuesday. Thanks for joining us here on
the
show.
Hi, Tuesday.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Scotty.
How you doing?
Now, Tuesday has a radio show as well.
I do.
Tuesday, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how they can tune into your show, and we'll give you a little plug while we've got you on the air here.
Cool. Thank you. You can plug into Portal Paranormal Talk Radio at www.portaltalkradio.com, or you can listen to it at www.live365.com. It's on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Right, so you're leading right up into our show. And again, we do have a phone line open. Two of them are filled, but we have one line open at 952-830-1470. And Scotty, why don't you go ahead and give the magic cards a shuffle and see if we can magic cards.
All right.
Great. Thank you, magic cards.
Yes, you roll your 16-sided die while I go shuffle through my magic
cards. Okay, shuffle away.
All right, here we go. This is for you, Tuesday.
Great.
All right.
Clear away the energy so that way we can get through to it.
All right. Shuffle number two. I like to do this three times. There's probably people out there that have very different modes and methods, and as many different decks of cards as there are different people with different modes. This is just what I've always done.
You down with OCD? Yeah, you know me.
I wish I could put music to everything like that. I just don't have that talent.
And then you cut it into three, too.
Cut it into three as well.
Well, three's a magical number, isn't it? Isn't it like a superstitious number?
It can be superstitious, yeah. I believe it's a card of perfection. A number of perfection, I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Tuesday. Year.
Thank you.
Your present is the Judgment card.
Okay.
Rear.
your rear is the Death card. What does that mean?
Your recent past is. It's even worse that it's the Lovers card.
Okay.
All right. Your recent past is the Lovers. Near future is the Five of Coins.
Okay.
Judgment card. In this particular deck, it's got the risen Christ is in pictured as an old Renaissance painting. And he's got the wounds to show, and he's speaking, addressing a crowd with the thorn of crowns on his head. And what the card really signifies is that, once again, it's something that says you have come through, in your very present situation, you've come through some either dark times or you've come through some crap that you've gone through, and you've come through difficulties of some sort, and you have risen on top of that. And you are now so much so risen on top of it that you can look at the people around you who might be pointing fingers or criticizing and saying, go ahead, scrutinize away, because I stand here clean, I've come through it, and I am unscrutinizable. so to speak. You have nobody who can point the finger of judgment at you, and if they do, it doesn't matter much because you've been through it, and you are now resurrected from it, and you stand, in a sense, naked and open before everyone to say, go ahead and point the finger, because there's nothing that you can really point at anymore.
Exactly.
That's the idea of that card, and you're very present. The Lover's card, that's in your recent past. Now, the Lover's card doesn't always relate to romance or relationship, but it relates to relationships of different kinds. It can be romantic, it can be business, it can be just interpersonal relationships, familial relationships, business partnerships, if I didn't say that. It's the idea that in your recent past, you've been looking for ways to make partnerships work. And working toward making them work in harmony. And that's the outcome of the Lover's card, is that you are somebody who is working through situations with somebody or some entity, meaning like a business entity or a partnership of some kind or friendships or romance, to make that thing work. And that is the effort. It's a card that signifies the effort that's being put into making that kind of a relationship work. And that's been in your recent past. Whatever that pertains to. The card of the future. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll get you on the end.
Okay. Card of the near future is a card that I've always looked at, and I used to hate it when I'd do readings for myself or people that I knew when I'd get this card. It's the Five of Coins. Now, the Five of Coins is the card in the deck that speaks of really impoverishment is the idea. And the coins represent finance. But if the reading doesn't have anything to do about finance, it could very well be a card that signifies investment of some kind that has left you in the state of what this card represents. An investment of either money, finances, that's redundant, finances, soul, effort, heart, energy. It's got the picture of the couple in rags. And in the old archaic times when these paintings came from, when the original meanings of the card, if you were outside the church, you were kind of outside the wealth and the prosperity of life. And so it's got them pictured outside a church in the snow and the warmth coming from the church windows and most of the decks. And the idea is that some investment that you have made has either been mishandled or it has been misappropriated. And either by you or people around you, and it has left you in a state of feeling impoverished, either literally or metaphorically. You are standing in that impoverished state, saying, I'm outside the warmth of where I should be because of this mishandled venture or this mishandled piece of finance or this mishandled thing in life.
Exactly.
So the one upside of this card, even though it's the card of utter impoverishment, the upside is that it's short-lived, meaning the light is already at the end of the tunnel. It's something where the inside of the church is just a footfall away until you hit the door. So it's a short-lived thing.
Oh, good. Hey, that was awesome. Okay, let me give you some validation on this.
Okay, all right.
Spot on this. My first on the judgment card, you know, you said on the wounds and stuff on that, you know, being that the fact is that I had a very difficult time when my gifts opened up. It just threw me for a loop for about a year. And I did, you know, actually have a lot of wounds from that. And the fact is that it was really hard to get people to validate what I was going through and not seem that I was over exaggerating about it, in which I wasn't. And so I can understand that in fact it has helped me to be where I'm at today is to go through all that that time in regarding that, and that was just spot on it. The past Lover's card, I just celebrated an anniversary with my husband of 19 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so that was in there too. But I also too feel the fact is that also, too, there's some things that might have been misrepresented. You know, I've been doing this thing with the Queen Mary, and the fact is I'm not doing it for my better good. It's for all of us. It's been a place that it's been taken wrong, that I'm trying to get my foot in the door and shove everybody else out. That's not the truth of it. The truth that it is I'm trying to get it more open for everybody down there, and I have nothing to do with it except for helping everybody else. So I understand that. Now, the future card or the Five of Coins, oh, my God. You know, here's that school loan. If anybody has ever dealt with a school loan that has followed them from year to year, and if you don't pay it off right away, mind you, pay it off, people, that it follows you. And they just sent me another letter after I've even paid it off, said I owe more.
So that in itself is hard to fight with the IRS and the school loan place. And so that was so great. So I'm glad to see that short-lived. And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Tuesday, let's take a quick minute. Just kind of tell people about the change. There's a new ownership at the Queen Mary.
There is.
And there's some hesitancy to continue on with the paranormal studies and investigations there.
There is.
And what can people do to help keep that part of it open? Is there any person or place that can send emails, letters, horse heads, anything like that?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, there is. Jeff Klein and Tom Hicks are the new owners of this, and Hostmark is the new management team. And Hostmark is more the one that is actually, we need to actually let them know how important it is on the paranormal side of the ship on it. I did put up a guest book on my portal website. You don't have to go into my portal website. It's just the very front page. And again, that's www.portaltalkradio.com. And please go in there and sign. It is very important, people, that we go in and sign this book and let the owners know how important it is for us in this, you know, I mean, magnificent ship, you know, and the fact of the paranormal, how much we've learned from it over the years. It will take you nothing but 2 seconds to go in. Let us know how you feel, and I thank everybody that's already done this. I will share that with the new owners of the ship next week, and I just want to know what you guys want, so this way we can present to them what your needs are as the paranormal community, what you'd like to have happen when you go on the ship. I'd like to broaden it so that we can go into more places on the ship. I know that it's limited to where you can go. I'd like to see you be able to go all over the whole ship.
Great. Well, Tuesday, thank you very much. We'll try to get that out there. Thanks for spreading the word. We've got our two lines are up. We're going to release Tuesday's line, so that opens up another line at 952-830-1470. So if you want a reading with Scotty and everybody in the chat room that's in there, Gina and Don have said that Scotty was right on, and it seems like our last reading with Tuesday was pretty good, too. So we do have one phone line open at 952-830-1470. We'll be back to take your calls and do more readings with Scotty right after we pay the bills. Here's a little something for you to listen to.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Easy phone home.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
Are you ready for some adventure, swashbuckling action, pirates, high seas battles? How about a little history, romance, and haunting Celtic mysticism thrown into the mix? If so, you have got to read The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, the new book by author-illustrator Scotty Roberts, set in England, Ireland, and Scotland of the 16th century. Irish Lord Tam O'Hare sets out on a quest to find and rescue a little girl from the hands of the very folk of the Dark Shadowlands. On his way, he runs headlong into adventure and intrigue from all quarters in the form of wolves, foxes, and pirating rabbits. Oh, and did I mention Tam O'Hare is, well, a rabbit? This book will not be available in stores until late this fall. But you can get your advanced copy of The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare now by going to www.tamohare.com. That's www.tamohare.com. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
Now it's your turn.
Strange things happen in the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Yeah!
This has got that ass-kicking rock and roll tune version to it, Tim. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like biting that off a bat. Hey, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, and I can't be happier that you are here with us. In the second hour of the show, in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we'll still do some readings, we'll mix them in, but we're also going to be sharing evidence from the Rolling Hills event and Stanley event. We have quite a few people in our chat room about people that are going to be coming on and sharing their stories with us from what happened during their investigations. So remember, you'll be able to call in the second hour at 952-830-1470. We also have, about 5-6 EVPs queued up, Tim?
About three.
There's a couple of good ones. Well, only three?
Yeah, well, we had the technical stuff going on, so I didn't get the fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but you do have ours, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get the sound?
The one with the thing?
The thing and the where? And the,
yeah.
Uh-huh, good.
With the
all
thing
right.
over there?
Yeah,
I got that one.
Yeah. Yes, we've got some good ones, and we actually debunked a word. Do you have the one that we originally thought was a naughty word at Rolling Hills in the meat locker?
I have it on my laptop. I can bring my laptop in.
Okay, yeah, maybe we can play it for people. But that was an interesting one, too. But we debunked that it wasn't a naughty word.
And actually, that guy's in our chat room right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he bailed out at one point.
Jeremy?
Yeah, Jesse.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse wanted us to do the meat locker remix, which I did at Rolling Hills, which is a total inside joke, but... Well, I took a bunch of EVPs and put it to music.
Did you tell Jesse we debunked the naughty word?
I didn't know.
Yes, well, we'll play it back and let him hear it tonight, so we'll get your computer out here. All right, we've got, looks like, full phone lines, so let's take these people real quick and get through them and give them a chance to know their future, past, or present with the magical, mystical Mr. Scotty Roberts.
Oh, yeah. He is cute, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And I do want to tell you that the book, The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, fantastic. Pick up a copy. It's great. You can get, we have links for it on our website. Scotty is the author and the illustrator, and I think he licked each page so that it has his own DNA on it.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
It's better than an autograph.
DNA-laden book. I have to say, too, to Don out there in the chat room, I thought when Dave came in, I thought somebody said Dawn. So I did not know that was you. I know Don. We've talked a few times. So my apologies for mispronouncing your name. I didn't know that's who.
So that reading
was.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, we're going to take that one back. Who do we have lined up here next for our reading?
We have Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Michelle.
All right, Michelle. We're going to do a reading for you here.
How you doing?
Scotty is about to shuffle. He's going to shuffle three times because that's the way he does it. That's the way he rolls. He's gangsta that way.
Right. That's
shuffle gangsta. Three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Michelle, where are you calling us from tonight?
I'm from Missouri.
Misery?
Yes.
That's what everybody I know calls it out there, Misery.
Is this Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering if this is Michelle that I talked to a little earlier and said you might be calling in, so...
It is the Michelle.
All right, it's the Michelle.
This is awesome. This is the Michelle that does some great artwork for us. And
that's
Did the Dawn of the Dave t-shirt, which we're going to start offering up at the event. So thank you very much. I'm glad you're calling in tonight.
Splitting the deck for you here. Okay, here we go, Michelle. I'm going to do the same three cards. Present card, past, a recent past card, and a near future card. Here we go. Your present card is the Three of Cups. Your recent past is the Page of Swords. And your near future is the Six of Cups. Now, also, these are coming up as I lay them down in a reversal, some of them. And people have asked me when I do live face-to-face readings if I read a reversal. And I don't read a strict reversal. I have read several different things, talked to many people on this particular issue. And it's not something that I do. I will read a card for what it says on its face value because every card has a positive and a negative. And I would much prefer approaching both the positive and the negative in one card than just reading a strict reversal. And I think that's the way they read the best. So your first card is the Three of Cups. And it's got three people, and they all have their cups, and they're all toasting each other. And the card is basically a card of celebration. It's saying that something has happened to give you cause to be celebratory with family, with friends. It's not a card that's strictly to partnership or romance or interpersonal relationship with a single person. The Suite of Cups is that it represents emotion. It's gifts from God that come down and affect us emotionally and have a play in our emotions. And this is a card that says something has happened, at least in your very current, that is giving you cause to be celebratory about something, cause to lift a glass, so to speak, with friends, to celebrate good things that have happened or the completion of something or the completion of a project. It's something has gone on that has given you cause to be celebratory. And that's in your current. And I think the only negative in that is to be careful how you celebrate, what the things that you are celebrating. Be sure that you have brought them to fruition, that you have made those things happen, that you've taken the effort to make that happen. So right now, something in your very current, something to celebrate. It's an awfully simplistic card for me, and I'm trying to give it a little more meat, but that's really all it really means. Page of Swords is in your recent past. And now the pages are always deliverers of messages. They will bring missives, either good or ill. And the Page of Swords, keep in mind the suit of swords stands for power, for authority. It stands for conflict. It's conflict that either you can give out or conflict that can come to you. And the pages can represent, we had a page in a different reading tonight, they can represent young men or another person in your life, or it can be something within you, an energy within you that's working and fulfilling itself. And this is the idea that you're going, in your recent past, you've had to make some careful decisions that require really clear thinking. I mean, you've got to use that double-edged sword to cut through the crap, maybe, to come to terms with something that you have to express some level-headedness about. And the card talks about keeping a really good, strong sense of perspective. It may also be a card that says something about somebody might be gossiping about you, or spreading rumors about you, or complicating your circumstances in some way. But you need to know who you can trust and who you can't trust. And you might meet somebody or have met somebody, since this is in your recent past, who can affect those things in your life. Or this just may be something that signifies that you're mentally restless, you're eager to look to life in a fresh way, to make something more happen in a more open way for you. So in the recent past, the need to be decisive, clear thinking, level-headedness, that may have led you into the cause to celebrate about something. In your near future is the Six of Cups, and this is a card that says it's okay to be nostalgic, but don't get stuck in the past. It's the idea of possibly what you're moving into now is that idea of looking at your past and either saying, man, that was really good when it was that way back then, or looking back on the past and saying, man, I don't ever want to revisit that again. But in both cases, the warning here is whatever that thing is in the past that you might be nostalgic about or thinking back on, it says make sure you don't stick yourself there and operate in the present out of viewing that past. So in other words, it's saying don't, if you're living in the present, don't get stuck in the past and let that dictate how you do things in the near future. Many times we, as human beings, we get stuck in the past, and we let the past govern how we act. I've been there myself. I know people who've been there. Almost everybody I know has something where if they're not careful, they can get stuck on that thing, and that will keep them back in the past, even though they're existing in the present. They're living in the past, and this is a warning that says in your new future, be very careful of that, that you don't get stuck back there somewhere. Any of that make any sense?
Oh, perfect sense.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Keep listening into the show. We'll looks like we got about 5 minutes left. We got about 5 minutes left, Scotty, so we're going to try to buzz through these last two calls before the top of the hour. And then we'll try to, like I said, we'll try to put in a couple during the second hour while we're doing evidence review talking about it, if that's okay. And we'll have you back in to the show. We'll have you back into the show here again within the month and have you for, you know, maybe what we'll do, Tim, is just a full solid 2 hours with Scotty.
There you go.
So we'll set that up. So go ahead. Let's take the next call.
All right. We have Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
Kathy. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle right away into your room. And again, I apologize for whatever ambient noise is being picked up. That's two. One more time. All right. Now I'm going to split the deck for you, which is something, if we were face-to-face, I'd have you do.
Okay.
I'm splitting this for you. All right. And what your question is, here we go. Your present card is the Seven of Wands. Your near past is the Eight of Wands. And your near future is the Queen of Coins. Now, in the very present, the Seven of Wands has a guy standing on a hilltop and a bunch of staffs coming up at him, like there are people below swinging at him, and he's using his staff to fight them off. The idea with this card is that in your very present, you might be in a situation where you need to keep on the current defense and you're fighting off the stuff that's coming at you. The good news is that you're on the high ground. So it's the idea is do what you need to do to maintain the high ground and keep fighting off the attacks that are coming at you. Attacks can be anything from as simple as gossiping and rumoring to somebody criticizing or whatever it might be. You're in a position where you have to simply defend your position. That's the idea in the present. The recent past is the Eight of Wands. That's a card that speaks to upward mobility, moving forward, making things happen. And it's the idea of going from that position on the high ground and moving into a position of going forward. And sorry, I'm getting all kinds of distractions in the studio.
Everybody's playing.
Hand
signals at each other. Sorry.
Hand signals and vibrating things and stuff like that. I apologize, Kathy. It just distracted me for a second there. But the Eight of Wands is this card of moving into something better, moving into something upward. And I'm going a little faster than I normally would, but that's been your recent past. Moving you into that position of the Seven of Wands where you need to defend wherever you've gotten. Now, the Queen of Coins can indicate it's either a woman in your life, because the royal face cards represent people that you know, or they represent qualities within you.
Could it mean she should play the slots?
It could mean that.
Okay, good.
Lottery.
the Queen of Coins, again, it's in that suit of the coins, which can mean finance, it can mean material things, but it can also mean the things that you invest yourself in, the stuff of investment. And so whatever the situation is about where you need to maintain, you've been upwardly moving towards something and you're holding the high ground in the present, and beware of losing the high ground is the negative of that. You're moving into the Queen of Coins, which is kind of the perfect woman or the perfect attitude or attributes coming out of yourself in whatever this near future is. You're not the king in this, it's the queen, but she's on top of the heap, so to speak, in the royal deck, as far as the female attributes go of this card. And this is a card that's talking about adopting a more practical approach to your material matters, is what's needed in the near future. That's going to afford you this more comfortable way of living, or afford you a more comfortable way of doing things. And you might need to be more self-sufficient, is the idea. Break away from being non-self-sufficient and become more self-sufficient. Be more involved in the day-to-day running of your own finances or the things that you invest yourself in. Detach yourself a little bit from the things, maybe the cutting of the apron strings type of figuration there, but you become self-sufficient in what you're doing. It's also increased creativity and things like that are going on. So that's the stuff you're moving into.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, sounds excellent.
Does that fit with what your question was?
Yeah, sort of. And there was one other. We had actually met at the Stanley, and I didn't know if you would catch on to that or not.
I'm not sure. I had so many names and faces, I'd have to put your face to your name to go, oh, yeah, I met you at the Stanley.
I had the tape recording
from
an answering machine.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally got that downloaded, so hopefully I'll send that to your email.
All right.
Yeah.
I remember that. Thanks, Kathy.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. And for all of you that are on hold, we're going to stop taking calls, and we'll stop taking calls. We'll take them right after the top of the hour, Tim. Do we have two left on there?
Yeah, we have two left.
All right. We'll take those two, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the evidence that we collected on the other events. So stick with us. We're going to wrap up the calls with these last two. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.